Welcome to the end of 2020.
Thank you, Ed. So happy to be here with you today.
Good. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Has 2020 been eventful for you?
Oh my gosh. 2020 has been a very challenging year, not only for me, but for people living in the constituency of Queen Shelburne and our province. I have said since the beginning of the pandemic, 2020 has been a year of challenge and of change. Mm-hmm. And it has created a lot of new normals. 2020 was also a year of death and tragedy for us in our province. And when I think about, Portapique, what happened there, there's not one of us, although it didn't happen in Queens County, there's not one of us that live here in my constituency that did not know somebody who knew someone who became a victim. It's the worst mass murder in Canada, and it happened in our province. So that was a tough one to process. I had a lot of difficulties. I remember the morning waking up and looking on Twitter and seeing what was happening and thinking, there's no way this is happening in our province. Like, just no way with everything we are going through, with the deaths of, seniors and our long-term care facilities. How much more trauma can we handle as a province? So 2020 it's been tough. It is a year that I very gladly will want to put behind me, and I know I'm not alone when I say that. It's created a lot of hardship, a lot of anxiety for folks, and to be quite honest, it's been very difficult on our mental health. There's days that I walked out of my office that, I felt completely drained with everything that I had been exposed to that day. The caller worried about losing the job. The caller worried about, will my business survive? The caller worried about going to work at the grocery store and not having, proper PPE or being potentially exposed, but knowing that that's an essential job that has to be done. The caller that's calling a CCA that's completely exhausted from working, and, the worrying anxiety of being involved in healthcare. It has been a tremendous year of anxiety for everyone.
Yeah. Well, how do you... I don't think people often see that side of your job. People feel like, okay, I elect this person, and they're going to go, and they're going to do what I ask them to do, and they're going to... Some people think that you're going to go work in the legislature for 2 weeks out of the year and then disappear. They don't see the constituency work, and they don't see those phone calls, and they don't see the impact that it has. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that for a minute. How do you take that home, and how do you deal with that? Because, you are the point of contact. When somebody's looking for help and they don't know where to turn, a lot of times they get directed at this office. How do you deal with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always said, even from my time working with the Member of Parliament for 18 years, people don't come to see their Member of Parliament or their MLA on their best days. People that are walking into my office are sitting across from me needing help. Like, how am I going to pay that power bill? How am I going to find food? I have no place to live, and I have two children. I have to be out by the end of the month. I can't find anything else, Kim. I'm human, and it weighs on you. It certainly does. But I signed up for this job for a reason, and the reason is to try to help make things better. I know in my heart I can never make everything better for everyone. And, sometimes you got to have tough skin, too, because, like you said, people expect when they voted for you that you're going to make things better. And not always can you. Some things are totally out of your control. I'm also an opposition member, which makes things difficult. As an opposition member, I'm there to put forward ideas to try to make things better. But not always can you. And I'll be very honest with you, Ed. I lay awake many nights worrying about people that have been into my office that day. People in mental health crisis that cannot get the help they need. You know, people telling me, Kim, if something doesn't soon change, I just can't handle this anymore. Seniors telling me, if I don't soon get a family doctor, Kim, I'm going to give up. I can't bear to sit to wait into an emergency department for 8, 9, 10 hours waiting to get a prescription renewal. Those things weigh heavy on your mind when you know you're in a position where you've got to try to make things better. So for me, I try to work through those. I certainly have a lot more gray hair now. I've probably let my own physical health go aside to try to, you know, help others. I work a lot. I work every day. And I pretty much 24/7, and my husband will tell you that. There's been a lot of sacrifices made. But I love what I do, and I keep doing it, and I'm driven to make things better.